is Radio X.
Tic Tac gets it. Rain on a weekend is rough. But look on the bright side. Now there's zero risk of turning up to work Monday with the kind of sunburn that would make a salmon wince. Plus, barbecue food tastes better drenched. It's a fact. For legal reasons, we need to clarify this is not a fact. So feel the rain on your skin. And enjoy it. Tic Tac. Refresh your perspective.
B&Q and TradePoint's Big You Can Do It sale is back. Save big with loads of unmissable summer deals in-store and online. You can do it when you B&Q it. Ends 1st of July.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Searching for a holiday? Here's an idea. Don't type cheap flights to wherever into your browser. You know you do it. Search kayak instead. Let us do the finding for you. All the great flight deals from hundreds of travel sites, all in one place. Go on, do it. Do it. Listen to the waves. They're calling your name. Not literally, obviously, unless your name is... Kayak. Kayak! You're thinking about it, aren't you? Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Father's Day's coming, Moonpigs. So show off your novelty stickers, Dad's favourite photos, handwritten messages and unique designs. For the UK's most personalised Father's Day card, nothing beats a...
Moonpig.com.
Use code DAD20 to get 20% off cards. To verify, see www.moonpig.com/personalised.
From the director of Top Gun Maverick.
Formula One is a team sport. We all lose our jobs if you can't pull off a miracle.
No pressure.
Starring Brad Pitt, Damson Idris, Carrie Condon, and Javier Bardem.
I'm offering you a seat in Formula One. If you win, you are the absolute best.
F1 the movie, in cinemas June 25, filmed for IMAX. Book tickets now.
Radio X. News update next.
Subway knows what you like, and we've seen it all. Like your choice of freshly baked bread, loaded with tuna mayo, or Philly cheesesteak, or rotisserie style chicken. Nice. Cheese and toasted? Of course. Make it fresh, make it crunch. Guac it, pack it with peppers, extra jalapenos. Yeah, mate, or nah, mate. Listen, we don't judge, mate. Sauce it, double sauce it, all the sauce it. Because Subway knows when it comes to your sub, you have your own rules. Subway, 60 years fresher than ever. Freshly prepared per order. Extras cost more.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
2 minutes past nine, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, construction of the Sizewell C nuclear power station is to go ahead as part of a £14 billion investment. Funding for the site in Suffolk will be confirmed by the Chancellor Rachel Reeves later. There'll also be a drive to build several smaller reactors. The Energy Secretary Ed Miliband has told us it's the biggest investment in nuclear for half a century.
Yes, because when we talk about being a clean energy superpower and getting off fossil fuels, nuclear is absolutely part of this. It creates tens of thousands of good jobs, 10,000 jobs at Sizewell alone, 1,500 apprenticeships, and it's crucial to tackling the climate crisis as well.
In other news this morning, the UK's paternity policy has been called one of the worst in the developed world. A group of MPs say it should be raised from the current 2 weeks. The government is promising to look into it. Another 2,000 National Guard troops are being sent to control protests in Los Angeles. Demonstrations against an immigration crackdown have continued for a fourth day. Authorities in California are opposed to the deployment and have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration. And Marks & Spencer has reopened its website to customers after a major cyber attack that happened in April. Now to stop internet orders because of the hack.
Sport.
Wales suffered their first defeat under boss Craig Bellamy as their unbeaten record in World Cup qualifying ended with a 4-3 defeat to Belgium. They recovered from 3-0 down, though, to make it 3-3 at one stage. Bellamy says there are plenty of positives to take.
Overwhelmingly proud, and it doesn't mean that I accept defeats, and I feel it's a valiant effort by a Welsh team. No, our quality, second half especially, was what I was really proud of. and that was really pleasing.
They're now second in Group J, just a point behind North Macedonia. Elsewhere, it was a friendly for Scotland last night. They beat Liechtenstein 4-0. And England meet Senegal in a friendly this evening after an unconvincing win against Andorra in World Cup qualifying. Meanwhile, Northern Ireland have their final friendly before starting World Cup qualifying, where they host Iceland.
Andorra, boogie, boogie, boogie.
That's, I think that's Kiora.
I am singing Kiora.
Weather. With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
A bit of light rain for the south of the UK this morning. That should clear away later, and then it'll be warm and pretty humid. Temperatures getting up to 23 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thanks, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Jingle. Shabba.
The Chris Miles Show.
I was all excited with myself because in James's little quiz there, what was Disney's first feature film, full-length feature film? And I said Fantasia. I thought I had it. Thought I had it down.
Well, yeah. It
turned out it was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, man.
But what was the second film?
Fantasia.
Pinocchio.
Oh, was it? Was it? Yeah. Where did Mickey Mouse feature?
It's the third film.
Right. Wasn't there one where he drove a boat?
And it Steamboat Willie was the first time Mickey Mouse appeared, I believe.
Okay. So it wasn't a feature film. It was like a little cartoony.
Steamboat Willie's really good, actually.
Why do you Google Steamboat Willie? Actually, I'll Google Steamboat.
I'll Google the third word.
Yeah.
Steamboat Willie.
What was Steamboat Willie?
Now, it's an American animated short film.
Oh, is it?
Directed by Walt Disney.
Right.
And it was made by Walt Disney Animation.
Hmm.
So, it was a short film, but Disney's first feature film was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Right, okay.
There we go then. That's the quiz.
In other words, I'm wrong, and that's it.
But you're over it.
Mickey Mouse in Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
1928. So that's only a year after, actually. Wasn't the question 27?
No, 37.
I was 37.
Like, 9 years before.
Well, this says Steamboat Willie's 1928.
Yes, but it was a short film. It wasn't a full-length feature
full
film.
Thing. Okay, fine.
Captain, I've just said all of this.
No, I know. I was just
Googling. Are you out there, Pepper?
I was Googling Steamboat Willie.
No, Dom, we've just discussed that.
Yeah.
Thanks. I was just Googling Steamboat Willie.
But do you know what the first film was, Captain?
It was Steamboat Willie.
Snow White and
Snow White, yeah. And Pinocchio was second.
That's right. And what was third?
Steamboat Willie.
Fantasia.
Fantasia, that's right. This is what you put.
Nice to have you back, Pepper.
Yeah. So I was Googling.
You were binging.
I was actually binging. I don't have Google.
Right, we've got a...
Bing.
We've got a what?
We've got a Glastonbury flag bearer in a second.
Yes. Hey, we also need to come up with a new flag.
Yes, we're one short.
Because we've had a problem with one of the flags, and I will reveal which problem and which flag in just a few seconds. So we need to come up with a new flag, otherwise we'll only have eight, and we want to have nine because it's a nice number. I'll explain all in just a few minutes. Please hold the line.
Radio X. Coming up, more chat about Oasis, I imagine, as it's only 24 days until their reunion tour starts.
Oh, my God.
Also, Glastonbury is just around the corner, and we need to find our second flag bearer for our Radio X Glastonbury flags.
We'll do that in a minute, Paul. Don't worry.
Plus, friend of the show, Boy George, is chatting to Chris and the team in the Radio X studio shortly.
Hi, George.
You know who knows how to party? The Chris Moyle Show knows how to party.
The Chris Moyle Show.
That's right.
Radio X.
So, Glastonbury flags we'll discuss next, and then about 9:30-ish, Mr. Boy George will be live in this studio here at Radio X.
I'm feeling rough, I'm feeling wrong in the time of my life. Let's make some music, make some money, find some models for wives. I'll be two parachutes and they will end up in the stars. We're in the Pelican cars.
Avicii, MT, Time to Pretend. Ross has texted in. Don't start, Ross. You're only going to get Dominic excited. They text in. Ran, he's got a flag.
See, this is great. This is the one I want.
I know.
Radio X Glastonbury flags.
So I got an email the other day in Dominic Byrne's letters feature from somebody called Townie.
Yes.
His name is Dan. And he's going to Glastonbury. I'm going to tell you all about him, but I've just realised he's on the line, so he may as well do it himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do I call you Townie or Dan?
Either. Yeah, either's fine.
Either it is, either. Dan. How are you? How are you, either?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
I'm very well. Yes. Very good. Why are you called Townie?
My surname's Town.
Right.
So just kind of stuck from school.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
When I went to school, in high school in the 90s, nobody was called by their first names. Everyone was surnames. So Town, Townie.
Right.
Just literally put a Y in it.
Oh, James, were you James Cockrell at school?
No.
and where are you, Dan, a Townie?
I'm in Exeter.
Oh, God's country, of course. Beautiful. Lovely part of the world.
I was down that way the other week.
Hmm.
You were at Pelham, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Yeah.
Were you there?
No, not the night you were.
Didn't fancy it, Townie, though.
Did you go one of the other nights?
We went on the Sunday night, to see Blossoms.
Blossoms and Maxima Park, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How was that?
Brilliant.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you know what? Your loss, you missed out on me, Dizzy Rascal, and a Johnny Cash tribute band.
So,
in your face, Ring of Fire.
That showed you.
Now, you've never been to Glastonbury before.
I haven't. No, never. I've always wanted to go, and I've tried for tickets so many years and just never been successful. Been to loads of other festivals, did V a few years running back in the day.
I like V.
Been to Reading, Boardmasters. We did Isle of Wight a few years ago, but never Glastonbury. And then we found out, it's always around my birthday because it's always the last weekend of June, but when we found out, I think it's before the last Glastonbury, that my 40th would be on the Friday night or the Friday while we were there, we were like, we've got to get tickets. And yeah, just luckily enough, managed to get them this year.
So how many of you are going?
So it's just me and the missus. Well, we're going with our next door neighbours, funnily enough. They got our tickets for us. They go pretty much every year.
Oh, wow.
So I got chatting to him and I said, how are you so lucky? How did you get tickets? And he said, well, I'll tell you what, if it's just the two of you, we'll add you into our little WhatsApp group. And you can come in with us and try, and we'll try and get tickets.
Who's this neighbour? What magic access do they have?
It's incredible.
Yeah, I know.
Is it Michael Eavis?
I mean, he must have contacts, I think. I think they've been like 9 for the last 11 years or something.
Wow, that's what
do you know
want,
what? Some
it?
People are just lucky. Yeah, some people have ways in and everything, but there are other people who are just lucky and they go, I just get tickets every year. I go on the website, I buy my tickets. And
some people just have it, don't they?
I know, they do. All right, so what's your missus' name?
Natalie.
So it's going to be a Townie and Nat with their neighbours, Mr. and Mrs. Eavis.
Mm-hmm.
At Glastonbury for the first time on your birthday, and you will be how old on the Friday?
40.
Yeah, you look it.
What a great 40th to have.
Yeah, awesome.
And who's playing Friday?
Headlining.
Yeah.
1975. Yeah.
We think we're going to try and catch Fatboy Slim on the Friday night.
Yeah, well. Shed 7 play on Friday at Woods's.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Half 3? Something like that?
Quarter past 3 at Woods's. It's going to be a real push for me to get there, but I'm going to do everything I can. So, first time at Glastonbury, and you want to ruin that experience by carrying around a bloody great massive flag for the whole weekend.
I know, I've been so excited, and I thought the idea was brilliant. Ever since I emailed in, all I've heard is everyone saying, God, it's so heavy, it's so hard to carry around, it's such a pain. And I'm thinking, oh, no, what have I done?
Well, it's six metres.
That flagpole is 6 metres long, Townie.
The flag is like this wide, you can see it's right, so it's massive. But you'll get loads of attention. And
that was the thought, I think, because it's just the two of us as well. I thought it'd be a great idea to meet other people and make friends.
You'll meet Rosie, trust me.
Yeah, you'll see Rosie.
Now, out of all the flags that we have, is there anyone that has caught your eye in particular?
I think I would like to go with the El Clasico. I don't like Chris Moyles.
Hey!
You can't can't beat the classics.
Now, here's the thing. We don't know, but the I Don't Like Chris Moyle Sorry flag has been at Glastonbury for the past few years.
Mm.
So there's a chance that you could bump into another I Don't Like Chris Moyle Sorry flag while you're there, which is going to be weird. Right, well, that's yours then, Tammy. Great.
Good choice,
Thank
Tammy.
Thank you very much.
You will be waving that high when you watch Fatboy Slim on your birthday.
Great.
Can't wait. So excited. No children. I'm going on the Tuesday as well, so I'm there Tuesday, Wednesday.
Tuesday night, Rosie's going Tuesday. I thought Captain was going early by going on the Wednesday, but Jesus.
So where are the kids then, Tony? Because you did say in the letter, didn't you?
My amazing mother-in-law is looking after them. So Nat's not coming till the Thursday. She's getting the train up Thursday morning.
Right.
So she's got to get them to school Thursday morning, and then she's going to join us, hopefully be there by Thursday lunchtime.
And you've got three, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Are you in a tent?
No, she's got a motorhome as well, so we're stealing that and we're taking that for the weekend.
Great.
Go on, son, do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. All right, well, listen, we'll see you at Glastonbury, and thanks for taking the flag. You'll get it soon, and you will open it up and go, Jesus, it's a lot bigger than I thought, Nat. Nat, this is huge. And she'll go, not my problem till Friday.
Absolutely.
Thank you, mate, and we'll see you then.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Cheers. Well done. Bye-bye. Well done. There you go. Tony gets another flag.
Radio X Glastonbury flags.
Now, Rosie's got condom. Tony's got I Don't Like Chris Moyle, Sorry. That leaves the 1975 or so, 50 years ago.
Yes.
Flaggy May, Mon the Biff, Oh No, It's Gone Brown, and we want that flag to be the colour brown as well, so it won't be green for the first time ever.
It's lovely, that.
A QR code. Now, there was an issue with me feeding Nick Ferrari egg and soldiers.
Yes.
But we just got permission to use it.
Great.
From Nick Ferrari.
Great. There we are.
Whose words were something along the lines of, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
if you want.
Yeah, fine.
I don't care.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait to spot that, honestly.
Mon the Biff. Did I say that one?
Yeah, Mon the Biff.
So, yeah. So, we still got a lot of flags to go. So, tomorrow, when do you want people to text in?
Now.
All right. So, if you're going to Glastonbury this year and you would be more than happy to carry one of our flags, text in now. Start your text or your WhatsApp with the word Glasto in big capital letters so we can see it. And just tell us who you are. Who are you going with? Have you been before? Are you up for carrying a flag? All of that. Put your details in. Start your message with Glasto. Send it to us now. And you could be getting your own flag for Glastonbury. Oh, and by the way, here's the great news. You get to keep the flag.
Mm-mm.
That's
It's yours.
Yeah, cost a fortune. Send it back to us anyway. It'll be on your dime. So Mr. Boy George here, yeah?
He's just arriving.
Stop!
Yes.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. Boy George on this show very soon.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Come, come, come. The Chris Moyle Show. With Skoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
I'm always up before the birds. And the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Mmm.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text claim to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text claim to 86688.
Claims made simple.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
We know that you're always looking for an excuse to host a barbecue. If you need another reason, there's a £3 for £12 offer on a range of delicious barbecue food online or at your local Waitrose. You'll be spoiled for choice with succulent soy and tamarind chicken kebabs, juicy pork chorizo and manchego burgers, or king prawn kebabs dressed in a vibrant soy, lime and honey glaze. All you've got to do now is decide who to invite. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Minimum online spend and delivery charges apply.
When your deodorant has been reduced to a tiny whisper and tries to tell you,
I'm running on empty. I don't have much left to give.
No need to worry. Your new deodorant is already on its way. Arriving today with Prime. Everyday essentials delivered fast. It's on Prime. Cut-off times and T's and C's apply. See product page when ordering.
Switching broadband providers. What a faff. Do it next week, week after, or next year. But what if it was actually easy? Suddenly. Switch to Virgin Media's lightning-fast broadband and we'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth, faff-free switching. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fibre areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Tic Tac gets it. Being stuck in traffic is a massive pain. But at least you've got a seat. That's nice, isn't it? Having a seat is fantastic. Is anything better than getting one? I mean, maybe there is, but it's definitely not standing in a really long queue on the M1. So feel that seat under your bottom.
Ooh.
And enjoy it. Ah, Tic Tac. Refresh your perspective.
Radio M. The Chris Miles Show.
Wow, this is the greatest show in the history of radio. Radio M.
Yourself when you fall, you should be careful. Do you catch my drift? Cause what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits?
love that song. I love that song. I love her voice. I love the words. Oh. I love the way she sings it.
She's very cool.
I've been watching a few videos of them live, and I'm focusing on some of the other members of Wet Leg.
Yes.
So, for example, the drummer and the guitarist, and stuff like that. I like them a lot. Yeah. I like the band Wet Leg. Fact.
You can go see The Leg at Glastonbury.
And you know what?
Or The Wet.
Yeah. I call them Wet Leg.
Yeah.
It's just a lot simpler.
Wet Leg's better, is it?
Mr. Boy George is hopefully with us after David Bowie. This was planned, by the way. We're playing David Bowie before we speak to Boy George. But just pure coincidence that we play Rebel Rebel. Ladies and gentlemen, you can see now, as we're live on the cameras on Global Player, the fact that Mr. Boy George is here.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. It's getting harder and harder to interview Boy George because as the years go by, Boy George and I are in each other's lives now so much.
Yeah.
What a treat for you, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, she told me, we've said this before, but she told me like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That this man would end up in my life in the way he has. I'd be like, no.
No way. Yeah, not him. You know. Yeah.
Oh, it's great. I get to share so much of George's life, which, by the way, is never dull. Mm. It is. I was saying this morning, we were talking about you this morning, and I was saying your work ethic is remarkable. So this year, I think you had a couple of shows at the start of the year. I think. Yeah. Then you were off to New York because you were doing Moulin Rouge on Broadway. Every day. And that was for a few months.
Yep.
Then you got back, and within a few days, you were then off to Ibiza to DJ at Pasha. You got back from Ibiza Sunday night. It's now Tuesday morning. You're in with us. And it doesn't stop. And in between all of that, you will be in the studio because you love being in the studio. You love creating all the time. Or you're at home doing your art where you will be beading or stitching. It's ludicrous.
But then if you enjoy something, it's not work.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and even if you're kind of not looking forward to something, you can kind of just tell yourself to enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I kind of just like, with the art stuff, that's like fun.
Yeah.
So that's not work. That's something I get pleasure out with. Music, I get pleasure out of. Mm. Actually, I try to enjoy everything I do, whatever it is.
What are the elements that make it a bit of a job? Are you like, oh, like would it like music videos or?
No, I try not to kind of moan because, you know, if you're making a music video, it's for you.
Yeah.
If you remember that it's all for you and true, you're doing it to promote yourself, then there's no real reason to be miserable.
Mm.
Plus, you know, I feel like I'm happier generally now. And so I notice that people are really grumpy in the world when I'm out and about. I just think, God, people are so negative. You know what I mean? Like, going to a shop and people look like so miserable and they're not friendly. And I'm like, I try to not be like that.
Mm. Yeah.
I try to, you know, just be nice to people because actually I've discovered, you know, that people don't really care what you look like. They're not really bothered. They just want a photo. They're not bothered whether you're dressed up or, you know, they don't care.
No.
They don't want to hear your life story. They just want a bloody selfie.
That's
do it.
Right.
And it's just a lot quicker to be nice.
Yeah.
The minute you start saying no, you just create this energy. And I only ever said no in the past because I wasn't dressed or, you know, didn't think I looked good. But people don't care.
No.
They don't care.
I do, though. I'll say no. Unless I'm in full makeup, right, I'm saying no to selfies.
Well, you know, it's different because you've got such an extreme look, Chris.
I remember we were
in the chair, isn't it?
We were on tour. We were in Belfast and we were doing Jesus Christ Superstar. And Tim Minchin and I, both separately, we were in the same hotel. He got up and went for a run. And then I didn't know. And then I got up and went for a run. So we're both running around Belfast. And we both got back to the hotel within about 2 minutes of each other. But we didn't realise. And there was some lovely lady outside who wanted a picture. Mm. So I come running up to the hotel, dripping in sweat. And she goes, can I get a picture? And I said, do you mind if I don't? I mean, I'm like a drowned rat. It was rainy and I looked awful. But I had a nice chat with her for a few minutes. Lovely coming to the show. Great. Then walked in and Tim was inside and had watched the whole conversation. And he goes, you didn't have a picture with her? And I went, what? No, look at the state of me. And he goes, oh, I did. And he goes, I felt really bad because I was all sweaty. He goes, and then he just said no. And I'm like, yeah. But now you make me feel bad.
Yeah, I feel like, I just know it's a rule, you know, it's like, because I think it takes a lot of people to come up to you. Do you know what I mean? It's... I would never go up to someone that I was a fan of.
Because they'll be nervous.
I remember seeing Bowie in the airport in Australia, and I was famous, and obviously I've been a massive fan, and I was like, am I allowed to talk to him? Mm. He's in first class. You know, and I was like, I didn't, because I was so nervous that he might not be friendly. So I thought, I better not, you know. So I was like, you know, sort of staring, but I didn't have the guts to go and say hello.
Did you meet him?
Yeah, later on.
Right.
But that time, we were both in Australia touring, and... I said, it's really funny because, you know, I sat outside his house. I was a massive fan. So it's like, I'm also now a musician. Am I allowed to talk to him? It was kind of weird. But when I did finally meet him, it was absolutely lovely.
The amount of people we were talking about, the amount of people that you have worked with, sung with, is incredible. But the amount of people that you've just met, and I've always said that with you, George, and I always quote the same story. You were around at ours one day, we're sat in the garden, and I said, we're having a cup of tea, and I said, I don't know the story about you getting signed. How did you get signed? And you told me that everything, like it was like a South Bank Show documentary, and you said, well, I used to do this and I used to do that, and then I met these people, and then I met those people, and then you got right, like it was the whole backstory. And I'm like, your memory is phenomenal, because with some of your older habits, you shouldn't have a good memory.
I absolutely remember what I want to, though.
Right.
You know, sometimes people will start telling me a story and I'll be like, do you remember this story?
Yeah.
And especially if it's an awful story, I'm like, I don't remember that, you know. But Marilyn, my friend Marilyn, always tells these stories, and he's always the one wearing the cape.
Right.
Always the hero, you know. And I'm like, I don't remember you being the hero in that story. So there are times when I literally don't remember what someone's telling me, but then I'll remember ridiculous things from when I was a kid you know.
How much of the A-Team do you remember?
I remember George Peppard apologising for the behaviour of everyone else in the car.
Oh, really?
And I was like, apologising for Culture Club because we were rowing and they were rowing. There was this photo call and me and George Pepper were the first ones there.
Right.
And he was like, I'm so sorry, because none of them got on. And it was exactly what was happening with us. We were all playing with each other as well.
it still makes me smile that you're in the A-Team.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Well, the band wanted to be in Miami Vice. That was the dream, because everyone, I think Jerome were in Miami Vice, there was a few other bands.
Such a big show.
So Roy and Mikey wanted to be in Miami Vice, but unfortunately they got the A-Team.
Oh, I mean, I think you won. I think the A-Team's by far superior.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let me take a break and then we'll come back and we'll talk more with George, and also the fact that you have to go and see them. They're doing technically you're almost a homecoming gig, but we'll talk about that in a few seconds when we come back with Mr. Boy George.
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Plug in. Charge up. Jump in.
Radio X.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less. Do more.
With London North Western Railway.
I never thought of myself as the giver. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats. Let dogs share our beds. And even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Chase is the digital bank you can count on.
How so?
Because you get 1% cash back on your grocery shop.
Like on prosciutto?
Yeah, prosciutto.
And seaweed crackers?
Sure, those two.
Hang on, what about rotisserie chickens?
If it's in your grocery shop, Chase has got your cash back. Join today and get 1% cash back on debit card spending on groceries, fuel and everyday transport. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents, eligibility applies. 1% cash back for your first year. Maximum £15 per month. Exceptions apply.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too.
Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
The Radio X Evening Show
with Dan O'Connell.
They are still as popular as ever. The Stereophonics are back and touring around the UK this summer. You can see them do their stadium anthems by winning tickets all this week on the Radio X Evening Show.
Tonight from 7.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Let's get back to putting the rad in Radio X.
Radio X.
Spoke words that would melt in your hands, and she spoke words of wisdom. To the basement people, to the basement, many surprises await you. In the basement people, in the basement. You were the last time, you know we're gonna find you. Sick in the car, sick as you're not. You hit that last time, you know we're gonna find you. Sick in the car, sick as you're not left to go. Out of all the things, it's completing your mission. She spoke words that would melt in your hands, and she spoke words of wisdom.
Cinema Club at Radio X. That is Undercover Martin. It is 9:45, and George is with us, Mr. Boyd. George, we're on. We're on, love. We're on. We're live. Don't swear. We're live.
I'm just saying how my lookalike is a bit more blokey.
Yeah, you're talking about Boy George's lookalike.
Yeah, George was... We were just talking about tribute bands off the air, and James just said to Boy George, have you ever met any of your... any of the tribute acts that pretend to be you? And he goes, yeah, I'm friends with one of them, who is Keith George... of the Boy George Experience.
Yeah.
I think he's actually putting a band together now as well. He wants to go legit.
Oh, really?
He's been doing, like, tracks. And okay. He said to me a few weeks ago, I'm putting a band together, so John's available.
Does he need someone who looks like Roy and someone who looks like Mikey? Right, so lots of things to talk about before George gets out of here. So let's just fly through a couple of things. First of all, would you like to go and see Boy George and Culture Club? That's right, they are still performing together. They haven't killed each other yet.
Are you asking me?
What? Uptown Festival, Sunday the 27th of July, Blackheath in London. Nice. Blackheath hold a special place in your heart?
Well, Blackheath, I grew up in SC9 originally, and then SC18. Blackheath's kind of like the posh bit of where I lived.
Right.
Right. You know?
So when we were kids, we were like, oh, I'd love to live in Blackheath, but it's, you know, like posh.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of like somewhere that I've, you know, spent a lot of time as a kid. My art teacher lived in Blackheath, Mr. Riddock.
Oh, Mr. Riddock. This is Sunday, 27th of July, Blackheath in London, and it's Boy George and Culture Club all together.
And possibly Chris Moyles, I don't know.
We're still available.
That'll be good.
I'm available. I could do it. I'm DJ. Put me on the bill. And all of the songs, all of your Culture Club big songs.
Yeah, we do everything. You know, everything and more. You know, it's. I mean, we're lucky because we've got quite a few to choose from.
You've got one or two, haven't you?
Yeah.
Our fans, like the hardcore fans, kind of want to hear more different things as well. They don't just want to hear like the same things over and over. So we mix it up. You know, we always do the obvious ones, you know, Karma, Do Really, you know, Church.
Do you have a favourite yourself of the back catalogue? Or does it just change from...
We just did a tour before Christmas where we did the first two albums, and that was really interesting because those songs from the first album we'd never played, so that was fun to do that. But I also found it a little bit restrictive. I don't like to go on stage and know exactly what I'm doing.
Sure.
I like to be able to kind of change things mid-show. You know, and I've been lucky because I've got musicians that, you know, we've got additional musicians that can kind of just jam things and try things.
Yeah, nice.
Do they let you do Boy George songs when you're with Boy George and Culture Club? Like, if you go, right, this is Bow Down Mister, do they go, oh, I don't bloody think so. But we're not on that one.
I tend to not do, sometimes we do, but I tend to do covers rather than my own stuff because, you know, I want to do it in the way I want to do it. So it's better to just, you know, decide together what you're going to do. So it would be more of a cover than something of mine.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, go and get tickets if you can be in London Sunday, 27th of July, Blackheath in London for the Uptown Festival featuring Mr. Boy George and Culture Club, who I've seen many times.
Bring a picnic, wear a nice hat.
Lovely.
It's always, it's always a fun show. It's always a fun show. And you can always watch George look right into his eyes and just see if he's in one of those little mischievous naughty moods when he's on stage, because it's, you always know where if he laughs and George has got a like a which is he's in a naughty mood laugh.
Feels like that's come about as I've got older. I don't think I used to laugh like that in my 20s, but it's just happened.
Yeah. I can always tell when you're having a good time on stage when you get a little bit
giddy. I always have a good time on
stage. I know, but you know what I mean? It's like when a guy is really enjoying this tonight.
Yeah, like that thing of like going out and saying it's a difficult audience, because how can you say that about an entire audience? People say all the audience are difficult.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
It's impossible. So once you get rid of that thought, you know, and I also don't mind a difficult crowd. When I was touring with Squeeze last year, we did a swap. So some nights we go on first, some nights they would. And it's not something that I've done a lot. And, but I like the challenge because, you know, people are a bit like, not drunk yet.
Yeah.
They're not quite in the mood. And you, one night we opened with Karma Chameleon, you've never seen people running into a stadium quicker.
Great.
Let's just turn it upside down.
It's good. Yeah, I like it.
You know, I feel like those sort of opening gigs can really, they can be quite powerful.
Definitely.
Because you have to work hard to get people to stand up.
Yeah.
George is set to release on the 21st of this month his reggae album.
Vinyl only, it's not going to be streamed.
SE18.
Vinyl and CD, old school, taking it right back to the beginning.
Wow.
And it's really, I've actually forgotten how much I love records. Do you know what I mean? Like just physical.
Yeah, physical.
They are great. Oh, hand it to me. Can I have
and I think my audience kind of just wants stuff they can have.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a vinyl head.
Stories, I do love it. Yeah. Lyrics.
Yeah.
Definitely. Who played on what?
It does make a difference. You physically hold.
I was listening to, we've got a pile of records and a record player in the kitchen at home, of which there may be the odd Boy George album in there, the odd Culture Club album in there. And the last two albums that have been on there have been Elton John, which I think was Madman Across the Water, and the new Lottery Winners album.
Right. Yeah.
And I just love the fact that two very different, two different points of time on vinyl, but that noise of...
Yes.
I know it sounds silly, but just taking a record out the sleeve. So this is all new tracks?
All new tracks. So there's 10 songs on the album and 13 on the CD.
I love that.
And it, more coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, more coming. Actually, this is a new kind of way of getting vinyl now, because you haven't got to wait 6 months to get it. It's print to order, so that's really exciting. And I actually saw it on TikTok.
We talked about...
Yeah, and I was like, this is amazing. Blah, blah, blah. I put my record up and they took it down because they were like, you're not Boy George. So I had to write them a letter because Dean sent, put the record up and they're like, who's this Dean?
Who's this Dean then?
I should have called my label Dean Records.
So it's via a business called Elastic Stage, and we talked about it on air because I found out, obviously, with Tiff and you, and you can get your tracks made onto vinyl, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But then they also sell it so you can get your tracks made up. So if you want to get George's new album, SE18, go and have a look at Elastic Stage, which is, it sounds like I'm saying it wrong, but I mean,
obviously, record players are getting smaller now. They're doing these new style, like, almost like handbags.
Absolutely,
So get a record player as well.
Oh, and it's got a proper, it's got proper sleeve notes.
Oh, it's a proper booklet.
Everything.
I love that. Yeah, me too.
That's a wicked picture, by the way. I've not seen that before of you on stage. Behind her like that. Nice.
During the pandemic, that was.
Oh, was it?
Mm, when we did this live stream and there was nobody there.
Oh, I watched that. It was a great show, but I just remember thinking, this must be weird for you guys. Because was it at Wembley Arena? Or,
yeah.
Because you were meant to play and then couldn't do the gig, so you just did the live stream of it. That's weird.
That's really strange, yeah.
You also did, I think around the same time, you did a similar gig. Well, you went and sung with Paul Weller.
I did, yeah.
Do you remember that?
I remember just the palaver during that period of, like, you know, masks and going here and going there. But it was great. I mean, obviously, I love Paul. He's brilliant.
I made a list last night of some of the people that George has sung with.
Oh, right.
And
quite a long list, I would think.
Now, I thought I knew a lot of these, but lots of them I didn't know. Luther Vandross, you sang with Luther.
I did.
You did What Becomes of the Broken Hearted.
We did at the Harlem Apollo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you remember who introduced you? Can you remember who introduced you two?
Yes, it was, what's his name?
It's not aged well.
Oh, okay.
Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
Do you get nervous when you do?
Oh my God, I was terrified.
Stevie Wonder.
Absolutely. Almost wish I could do it now. Like, all of those things that I did, everyone I sung with, I wish I could do it now rather than them, because then I was just so insecure, so self-doubting, you know, and it was so overwhelming to be in a room with someone like Stevie Wonder. I'd kind of grown up, you know, listening to all his music. I mean, I think he's probably one of the greatest songwriters ever. And, you know, just being in a room with him and just thinking, oh my God.
But what I love about this list is it's so all over the place. So you go, all right, so Stevie Wonder, Luther Vandross, Paul Weller, Smokey Robinson from The Miracles, Tim Burgess from The Charlatans, and then Dolly Parton, Dionne Warwick, it's Gladys Knight. Like, I never knew you'd sung with Dolly Parton.
We did a track together called Your Kisses Are a Charity, and she was amazing. Because when I asked her to do it, I thought she was going to say no.
Yeah.
And what was amazing about her, all she wanted was a car to the studio and, like, a little bit of money, but it was nothing. It was like, really? I was expecting to get, like, a massive bill, but she just wanted a car. She was so nice, so, so easygoing, so not a diva.
Yeah, great.
You know.
And a great voice.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah.
You met Frank Sinatra.
I did. And you know what? It's one of my biggest regrets, because I went to see him at the Albert Hall and I was a massive fan. You know, we grew up with Sinatra. Mm. So I was like a big fan. But for some reason at that point, I think I was so full of man self-importance. Like, Frank Sinatra. You know, and I just forgot to be present.
Right.
I forgot to be there. Right. I didn't get a photo.
Oh, I did not.
Which I've always regretted, you know.
Well, maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it wasn't you. Maybe you were just so overwhelmed by it.
It was me. Oh, yeah, I know it was me. It's like, I look back, I'm like, my God, I was in a room with Frank Sinatra, and I was like, yeah, terrible.
Did you meet him?
Yeah.
But you just don't really remember much about it.
You know, I guess I've never, you know, like if there's a photographer there, I'm always a bit embarrassed to kind of go up to someone and say, can I take a photo?
Yeah.
You know, because like, you know, it's like, what if they say no? You know what I mean? Also, you kind of feel like you're on the level. Once you start getting successful, you know, you sort of get into the idea that you've got like a star. And a star doesn't ask someone for a photograph. You know, now I wouldn't care. Now if I like someone, I'll go up to them and, you know, say, no matter who it is, you know.
Yeah.
I met Patti Smith in a restaurant in New York and I thought, I've got to go and speak to her now. I ran up to her and she was very sweet.
Yeah.
That's how, but you met Rod Stewart though, similarly, didn't you? Didn't you meet Rod in LA?
I met Rod like in the 80s. Yeah. He came to our gig in LA and I wouldn't let him in the dressing room because I was like so freaked out and I wasn't, again, wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. And but then I've met him a lot of times since then. I've toured with him. He's adorable.
Yeah.
Very quickly, he's doing the Legends slot at Glastonbury this year.
Rod is?
Yeah.
Yep.
When is George doing the Legends slot at Glastonbury?
Who knows?
Would you do it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I've done Glastonbury a couple of times with Mark Ronson. I did like the Thursday night once, which was hilarious because I was like, what do I play? And we did Karma Chameleon. It was like punk. The crowd went insane. I was like, oh, they like it. So, you know, it's... I did my friend's wedding last week and I sang Karma Chameleon and he hates that song. I was like, everyone else is going to love it though. So it's not for you.
It's not about you.
I said, your mum's here. I'm doing it. And actually it went down brilliantly, but he was like, I hate that song. I goes, I know you do, but I couldn't get up on stage and not do it.
Yes.
I think you guys at Glastonbury, I think you in the Legend slot would be absolutely perfect. I really do. I think it'd be brilliant. I'm going to make it happen.
I'm not in a hurry, though.
No. Well, you're not going anywhere. lovely to see you. So, go and see George at the Uptown Festival, if you want, at the end of July, Uptown Festival 2025. Go and get your tickets. And then get George's new album, SE18, and get it on vinyl and CD at Elastic Stage. So, go and check it out. Always a pleasure.
Love you. Thank
you.
Lovely
to
see you,
George. Give me that back.
I'll buy mine. Don't worry. I've got it.
Now I've got it. This has got for a competition.
Oh, we thought that was a gift, George.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'll send you one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Boy George.
Thank you.
The Request Hour with Toby is next. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
Bang, and the dirt is gone.
The Chris Miles Show.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. Less to think about with keyless entry.
Radio X.
I know what I like to invest in. That's why I choose eToro. With over 7,000 assets, I can invest in big global British brands. Stocks.
Wait, what?
Local big global British brands. Stocks. Big local global British brands. Stocks.
Trade everything from local brands to global giants. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today.
eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to straighten your hair, finish that work thing, or delete all photos of your ex. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
He's blue. He's fluffy. And he's crash-landed into Odeon. Wow. Gather your Ohana for some mischievous fun.